Time for us to get on board the telephone line and welcome in our friend Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Drapes, what's going on your Wednesday afternoon?
Rich, what's up, man? How are you today? I'm doing well.
Well, I'm doing pretty good. We had a little rain, but the sun's out now, heading into a holiday weekend, and, well, some excitement to talk about in the world of sports with this Cam Newton signing for the Patriots.
Yeah, how about that? You know, it had been rumored all offseason, and I thought, nah, no way, the Patriots aren't going to do it. And then, what was it, Friday or Sunday or whatever day it was? I think it was Sunday. You know, the news came out, Cam Newton to New England, sort of the jolt in the arm that we needed this offseason. And so I don't know how it'll play out on the field, but when you talk about, you know, the interest in the team and the excitement, signing Cam Newton has given it a big boost.
And I just look forward to all those Patriots fans who've badmouthed him for years standing up and cheering when he does great things now. He's our guy.
Yeah, you know, fans are the biggest hypocrites, right? Here's the thing. Cam Newton's the same guy, just wearing different laundry. But, yeah, you're right. Once those number one Patriot jerseys go on sale, fans will be snatching them up and sharing them. And like you said, he's their guy now.
Now, it's a pretty heavily incentive-laden contract. He can make a little more than $7 million. If it doesn't work out, the Patriots only are out maybe as little as $1 million. But I can't imagine they signed Cam Newton to be the backup to Jared Stidham.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you bring in a guy of that caliber that has that pedigree just to hold a clipboard, right? You know, as much as we're hearing all these reports that the Patriots love Stidham and think he's going to be great, you know, to me this signals that Stidham's not quite ready to be the man just yet. And so maybe this is sort of a bridge year for him, where Cam Newton's the guy this year, and then you hand over the reins to a Stidham. Or if you're the Patriots, do you maybe draft the quarterback next year, next April, and, you know, if you're not sold on Stidham. And so I don't understand or see how this could be good news for Jared Stidham.
We're talking with Kyle Draper here on Downtown. More opt-outs, more positive tests in the NBA. Adam Silver saying that, yeah, there's a chance so we have to shut it down at some point. Is that just all part of the process of this restart?
Yeah, I think it. I expected some guys to opt out and some positive tests. You know, the good thing is the positive tests are happening right now, you know, and not in 3 weeks when everybody's in this bubble down there in Orlando. And so I really do think, you know, Adam Silver and the NBA, they expected this. They expected, guys to test positive. And I could argue that they probably thought it would be more people, players testing positive. And so, one thing that I am impressed with Adam Silver, everybody asks, well, what happens when you get to Orlando and, you know, a number of guys test positive? You know, he said, you know, if the numbers get to be too much, too many, then we'll shut it down. And he didn't put a specific number on that, you know, which is good. You know, he didn't say if 20 guys test positive or 40 guys or whatever it may be. You know, I think ultimately Silver will do, you know, what's best health-wise and also what's best for the NBA, because it doesn't help the NBA for a whole bunch of guys to contract this virus.
If they're able to go and we're able to have the rest of this NBA season, which team, Kyle, has the most pressure on them?
You got to think the Lakers, right? You know, with LeBron James and, you know, just their window and LeBron's window closing. If you look at Milwaukee, you know, I would probably put them second, maybe just because Giannis can become a free agent and, you know, you want to win the title and keep him obviously happy. But I think the Lakers, man, this is their chance. This is their opportunity. LeBron isn't getting any younger. Anthony Davis is in his prime. And so I think the Lakers, you know, there's a reason they're the favorite, but, you know, with that comes, you know, more pressure to get it done.
Absolutely. Looks like the NHL is zeroing in on Edmonton and Toronto as their hub cities for their 2014 playoff. Does that seem like a good decision to you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when you look at, you know, some of the options that were presented here in the United States, you know, obviously, you know, with cases rising and everything, and we know, you know, Canada, you know, has done a great job battling this virus. I think it's good. You know, hockey is number one up there, obviously. I think, you know, when you look at the locations as well, you know, two long-standing historic locations. So I'm all for it. You know, I don't have, you know, it's not like we could have fans there anyway. So, you know, if you're a team, you can't say, oh, my fans can't travel or anything like that. So, you know, I'm okay with that.
Major League Baseball players reporting to their teams and their spring training 2.0 sites today. And the news not unexpected last night that the minor league baseball season is postponed. How much damage does that do to the game in the long term, do you think?
I think it's huge, you know, because obviously, you know, when you talk about minor league baseball, you talk about, you know, obviously the farm systems and things like that. But minor league baseball is such a big part of so many communities across the country. You know, obviously you got the number of major league teams, but you got so many minor league teams, the lower levels, and you know, it's just devastating because, you know, you look at a team like the Paw Sox, you know, they can't even have a final season in Pawtucket, you know, a proper send off. And then, you know, you got to talk about the development of the players too. You know, I think, you know, Major League Baseball and their minor league system, obviously it does the best at, you know, grooming players and getting players ready for the big stage. And so, you know, if you're building a team, if you got a strong farm system, you know, this is a year lost of development. And, you know, it's sad to see, obviously.
I wanted to ask you about this story, too. NASCAR questioning their relationship. I question why it ever began with Barstool Sports after more racist videos turned up. And I guess I would ask, why would any professional sports organization want anything to do with Barstool?
You know, Rich, that is one of the biggest mysteries in our country. How did Barstool Sports become so big? You know, I remember in its infancy, you know, I was afraid to look at the site at work, you know, because some of the images and the things being discussed. And it's interesting that it's become as large as it has. And I can't tell you how many women I know actually support the site and are fans of the site. And so, you know, I don't know how it's become so big. I don't understand it either. It just shows you, you know, what's going on in this country. And, you know, I don't know. You're right. It's one of the biggest mysteries in our country. But then you look at, you know, some of our elected leaders and some of the things they've done in the past, and you say, how did they get elected? And so I guess it's just par for the course in the United States right now. You know, no matter how crass or whatever you are, you know, you still have supporters and loyalists out there. And we're seeing that in a number of different venues.
It is depressing, no question about that. Hey, Kyle, good to talk with you, as always. When do we get to see you back on NBC Sports Boston?
I will be back on tomorrow at 6 o'clock with our Bella Early Edition.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to that. In the meantime, enjoy the holiday weekend, and we'll check in with you next Wednesday.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Kyle. Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, with us.